Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Rocking Birds hopefully coming in at some point. I don't know if Love are coming in now because the Love guy has been very quiet since I emailed him saying, you guys coming in on Tuesday? So, oh. I don't know. But we're going to go and see them in a couple of weeks. We're going to go and see them, Catherine and I. I'm taking next Friday off to see Dan TDM. We're taking the Friday off to go. You'll be filling for me when I'm off.
Yeah.
Then we're both off and some bozo is going to come in. And we're going off to see Love in Shepherd's Bush. If anyone wants to come down, come and join us. Buy tickets. Come and see Johnny Eccles and the Love Band. For the last time ever, probably. The last time Love is going to play in this country, man. You got to go and see it. We'll play Pass the Chat on in a bit. Let's go to Catherine and... Oh, Catherine and Alistair.
Hello. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Alistair.
Hello there.
I would like to volunteer for a correspondence job, please.
Okie dokie. Well, what we do is we do this. Now we open the doors on the applications for correspondence with...
Catherine.
Catherine, you can certainly apply for it. It's not guaranteed. By the way, it's not guaranteed everybody that phones up and says, I want to be a correspondent.
We know that.
Not everyone's going to get the gig. So if you get turned down, take it on the chin, come back, think about it and come back stronger and wiser.
Catherine, you know the risks.
Oh, of course. Of course.
What would you
bearing
like
that
to
in
be?
Mind, yeah. That's
what would you like to be?
I would like to be your correspondent on The Unexplained.
Oh, but now because you are a ghost hunter, aren't you?
Yeah.
Am I mm-hmm. right? Have I got this right? Didn't you blow off a ghost once? Did you? Have I got that right? Was that you?
Could have been.
Cheeky. Did ectoplasm everywhere there was?
Yeah, it was.
Wow. Okay. Wow. My Catherine, would you like to ask Ghost Catherine anything about ghosts to see if you think that she qualifies?
Okay. Can you explain the difference between an incubus and a succubus?
Well, an incubus is a spirit that. Sort of goes to people in the when they're asleep, basically, and has naughty shenanigans with them. And a succubus is the same sort of thing, but they aim to sort of have an end result. They like impregnating things.
Catherine?
I thought it was the opposite way around. I thought the succubus was a female version of the incubus.
The succubus is a female version. Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to let you be a correspondent. That's happening, right? That's happening.
Okay.
But I would like to make you the ghost correspondent, specifically. I don't know... if you have enough knowledge to discuss UFOs, time slips, wormholes, invisible planes.
Yep.
I don't know if you have... Do you have the expertise on that?
We worked on a pub in St Albans.
Okay.
We did it three times.
Put you down as the bar staff correspondent if you
no,
want.
No. We did it three times because it's documented in the local paper that there is a time slip in there. A lady had an experience in there. So
I've lost some time in pubs before.
Oh, I have many an evening lost.
Would you accept spooky correspondent?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you spooky.
Okay.
I'm going to give you spooky.
And under what is that the umbrella term for? Is it anything that
spooky.
Is unexplained or...
No. Spooky.
Any sort of spooky stories?
Yeah, they give you the willies.
Spooky.
Okay.
We have a brand new correspondent. She's the spooky correspondent. Her name is...
Catherine.
Well done, Catherine. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yay! Alistair!
Hi there.
Hey there.
Yeah, so I'd like to be a correspondent as well, please.
Okay! We're opening the doors once again as we audition a brand new correspondent. Their name is...
Alistair.
Alistair, tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, what colour your eyes are, and how many times you've been to the bathroom today.
OK, well, I'm 59. I've got grey-green eyes. And I've been to the bathroom. I'm quite regular at the moment, Ian, I have to tell you.
Fantastic. Do like our correspondence.
Probably about three or four, I think.
That sounds absolutely perfect, absolutely spot on. That was the number I had written down on a piece of paper. Look, Catherine, it says here... Three or four.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
Already he's a shoo-in. But what correspondent position would you like to undertake, Alistair? I'm just started giggling at how ridiculous this is. Sorry, I do apologise. What? I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at me. What correspondent position would you like to undertake?
Well, I'd like to be the film correspondent.
Oh, mate.
In the sense of...
Yeah?
Watching unknown films on Netflix that... You have to go through to get something that might be good. But I'll watch the unknown films and review them for you.
Okay, I like that, because there is a lot of crap films on Netflix. We all know that. So, you know this is a song with words, yeah?
Wish I knew what it meant
all
to be
right.
free.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what it means after the show, because I know. But you know that this is a song with actual words, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sung by?
Many, many people. Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
Yeah, about 94 with Barry Norman. Tonight it's E.T. and then it's Jaws and Indiana Jones 1, 2 and 3.
Woo!
I'm Barry Norman, tonight it's E.T., Jaws and Indiana Jones 1, 2 and 3. They're movies. I saw them at the cinema this week for free.
David Frost, why are you posing as Barry Norman?
I've killed him. I don't have to pay for him. I get to see him for free because I'm Barry Norman. I thought they were a bit good. I thought Jaws was a bit shy. Thanks very much. See you next week.
I walked through Barry Norman's Cloud of Smoke once.
Oh, yeah. Puffing away on the old marijuana.
On tabs.
Smoking a marijuana.
No,
wacky backy.
It wasn't jazz fags.
Smoking the herb.
It was normal fags.
I'm Barry Norman. I've seen lots of films this week. I see them for free. But some of them were rubbish. I saw The English Patient. It was crap. I left halfway through. I'm Barry Norman. See you next week. My favourite film of all time is Casper, the Friendly Ghost with Eric Idle. I'm Barry Norman. Alistair, so I like it, watching films on Netflix.
That nobody else watches.
I've got to write that down. Netflix that nobody else watches. Jeez, I'm feeling nauseous now.
Do you want to give me a genre?
Shut up.
Shut up.
I'm ruining the song.
Sorry.
We've just got a brand new correspondent. Everybody be upstanding for the watching films on Netflix that nobody else watches correspondent who's called...
Alistair.
It's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one to get in. Your genre is period romance.
Okay.
Period.
I'll look for one of those.
The disappointment in his voice. Oh, I thought it was going to be like time travel or something. All right.
Hey, Ian, I'm watching. I'm sorry, I've not watched it yet, but I'm recording Being Frank tonight.
Oh, you're taping off the telly? Good for you.
It's on Sky.
It's on Sky, yeah. It's on Sky tonight, 10 o'clock. I didn't mention it because everyone will go and watch that instead of this. I've got loads of people tweeting me. Here, have you heard of this film? Is it any good? We've banged on about it for ages on this show. Yes, I did the soundtrack for it. The soundtrack.
Well, no, Frank did the soundtrack. No, taped it.
Oh, I've got a present for you. I got a present for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm handing her my new release on my record label, David's double CD and DVD set of David Jones Live in Japan. And if you look at the thanks, I think they're in the booklet, Catherine.
Yeah.
That's right, your name's in there.
Oh.
You get a little mention in the old booklet. I can get you. I meant to bring you a sealed copy. Let me take that back. Let me take that back.
No, because then I'll have to open it to see the thank you.
Well, you can see the thank you and then I can give you a sealed one.
No.
It's right at the back.
Oh. I've ordered that, Ian, by the way.
Have you? Oh, thank you, Alistair. Thank you for your support. I appreciate that. It's a cracking set coming out on triple vinyl. It's only £25, the triple vinyl. Sorry for doing a little plug. And double CD and DVD. David Jones Live in Japan.
Is it a mixture of his solo stuff and Monkees?
It's mainly him singing Monkees songs, and there's a few solo songs on there, but the live stuff is pretty much Monkees' greatest hits live with him. So I think you're going to enjoy it. It's a thrill.
Excellent.
Alistair,
you are
a correspondent. I look forward to hearing about a romantic period film. We're going to play Pass the Chat on Sam. Do not answer the phone. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
And on now to RoboCop, a piece of comic book science fiction that hovers on the edge of being admirable but finally self-destructs because of its own excesses. The setting is Detroit sometime in the near future.
So chill out, man! It's RoboCop! Flipping it! A film that destroys itself in its own excesses. It's RoboCop! Crying out loud.
Society is breaking down. Was there ever a time in the movies when society wasn't breaking down? However, Detroit is run by three main organisations, a bunch of evil bad guys, the cops, and a multinational conglomerate that has a contract to run the city police force.
Fellow executives, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to the future of law enforcement.
This goes on for ages, is he? This goes on for ages.
I'm sure it's only a glitch.
That's amusing stuff. And against this background, Peter Weller plays a cop, almost as tough a cop as his partner Nancy Allen, who eats a couple of lightly boiled bad guys for breakfast every morning. One day, Mr. Weller...
Just imagine him writing... I mean, a big Barry Norman fan. It
does sound like he's reading it.
Writing it in the night before. I've had a good line about her eating a couple of badly boiled, hardly boiled bad guys in the morning for breakfast.
Well, falls foul of the flakiest gang of nutters in town, a mob led by Kurtwood Smith.
Don't say nutters. You can't say nutters. There's back different time. You can't say nutters.
And just for fun, they shoot off both his arms and one leg and, by way of an encore, put a bullet through his forehead. This obviously leaves him with a nasty headache and no doubt a general feeling of malaise.
He's kind of given away what we would call spoilers now, isn't it? He's not really reviewing the film. He's doing that thing you do in school. You review a book and it comes about saying, no, you've just told me the story. What was the book like? How did it make you feel? Not what happened.
Astonishingly, he's still alive. And so Miguel Ferrer, whiz kid scientist with the multinational conglomerate, takes whatever is left of him and turns him into a cyborg, half man, half machine, otherwise known as RoboCop. And that's when the mayhem really starts, and when a half-baked subplot about a behind-the-scenes struggle for...
Why is he talking like we've never heard of RoboCop? It's one of the most famous films of all time.
This is from the olden days, Ian.
Yeah, but he's saying this as though no one's ever even seen it then. But everyone's seen RoboCop. It's a huge film. And he's like, is he patronising us?
I think he might be mansplaining RoboCop.
Everyone knows what RoboCop is about. We've seen it, right? It's about RoboCop.
You have 12 seconds to comply on that.
Power at the conglomerate involving Ronnie Cox and Dan O'Herlihy is...
Cox.
...introduced. Now, I did say that this was almost admirable, though you probably might not think so from that rundown. But the effects are first-rate, and there are some very funny gags, mostly involving a couple of TV newscasters who keep turning up wearing big, toothy grins to announce the most appalling disasters.
You know what he's doing there?
Yeah.
The old SH1T sandwich.
Yeah, we go.
Such as a mishap in the Star Wars programme that has totally wiped out Santa Barbara. All this is fine, and so is the direction by the Dutchman Paul Verhoeven, whose first American film this is. But there's a sickness at the heart of the picture, and inevitably it involves the violence, which goes beyond cruelty and even viciousness, and plunges into sadism.
What, who was loving it?
It's RoboCop! It's one of the most... Why is he talking about it like we've never seen it? It's one of the most famous films of all time. It's violent. It's RoboCop. Ugh.
RoboCop. Who is he? What is he? Okay. Where does he come from?
Well, he's a RoboCop.
He is OCP's...
Now, what we've shown, take my word for it, is pretty mild stuff. But most of the jokes are about different ways to kill and maim people. If you think that's funny, then I'm sure you'll like RoboCop. If you don't, you may agree with me that for all its high promise and for all the imagination and skill and wit that went into it, it's ultimately a rather distasteful picture which can't possibly do much good except for the bank balances of those who made it.
Wow, OK, well...
So I don't think you liked it.
I'm not sure. It's one of the most famous films of all time, and he's talking... Andrew says that was the review of RoboCop when it was released in 1987. Ah, that would make sense. Thank you, Andrew. That makes a lot more sense. Apologies to the estate of Barry Humphries. 0344 499 1000. We're going to pay. Ooh, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta do it now. Gotta do it now. Gotta do it now.
Could you not do it now?
Yeah,
could you not?
Yeah,
could you not? Could you not do it now?
Ooh,
could you not?
I'm
could you stop
it.
Doing that?
I'm doing it.
Could you stop?
I'm doing it.
Please.
I'm doing it.
Stop
I'm
it.
I'm nearly finished.
No.
I nearly finished.
Please don't.
Ooh,
honestly.
Finished.
Oh, my God.
I finished. I'm done. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Catherine, explain how we pass the chat on.
Well, it's very simple, dear listener. You give us a ring.
Be quiet! The lady's speaking! Shut up at the back! I do apologise, love. Over to you.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. You'll ring. You'll go straight on to the show
as
soon as you hear a voice saying hello. And then you'll stop talking when the next person does the same thing. Could you stop massaging your nipples, please?
Someone's got to do it. And it's cheaper this way.
0344 499 1000.
Yeah, it's a call straight to... But what she said, don't swear, don't be libelous.
Don't be a knob.
Look at the screen and wait for the calls to come rolling
trickling in.
Here we go.
Oh, you got some waiting music.
I don't want our scoffical cancer. So?
Could you have some... Can we have some, like... Waiting music. Otherwise, this is going to sound awkward.
Yeah, not a problem. Here we go. Okay, sure.
Yeah. But not anything rude that's going to put people off.
I won't do anything rude. I'm going to do something nice.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
I like how you rise out of the floor when you're playing that.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, line one.
Yeah, how's it going?
Right, you're on the air, yes.
Yeah, I don't thought that. You know that T-shirt that you got made of Catherine?
Yes, I smell something vulgar coming on, yes.
What website was it from?
Well, Kath got hers from a cheaper website. Yeah. Where did you get... I got mine from China. You got yours from Britain. Let's support Britain. Let's keep Britain alive.
Prezibox, it was called.
Prezibox. Because it's my friend's stag do in October, and we're going to get all of...
You're going to get pictures of Catherine for his stag do? You dirty get.
No, we want to go to the
wedding. Don't
forget
the rules. When someone else calls in, you have to be cut off. We go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
You can ring back, by the way.
You can ring back.
I am the official Twitter correspondent, giving you an update on today's Twitter.
Here we go. I like this.
Nothing happened. That's it.
Let's go to line one. Line one, we're playing Pass the Chat On. When someone else calls in, we will cut you off. Don't take it personally. Who are you?
Hello?
Line one, we are playing Pass the Chat On. When someone else calls in, we will cut you off. Don't take it personally. Who is this, please?
Hi, Ian. It's Nigel.
Nigel, thank you. Let's go to line two. Good evening, line two.
Hello again. This T-shirt, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the quality like?
Well,
I mean, for a stag do, it's going to end up covered in all sorts, so why do you care?
Well, you might want to wear it at the wedding as well.
Yeah! You can phone in as many times as you want, guys. 0344 499 1000. I'm happy just to keep this vibe going all night, if that's what it takes. Ooh. Yeah. Baby. Gonna make some love tonight. Baby, gonna have some fun tonight. Let's go to line one. You're on until somebody else calls in. Line one, good evening.
I'm still bloody alive, boss.
This is great, huh? 0344 499 1000. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian, it's Nelly.
We'll the like lighthouse have, correspondent.
No.
Ah, the other
Nelly.
I would
like to be... Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Don't forget, if someone else calls in, Nelly, we will have to get rid of you.
Can I be karaoke correspondent? Karaoke correspondent,
go on,
please.
Then. Do some.
Well, no. I'm not... Well...
There's a fatal flaw with his plan, Nelly. Can you guess what it might be?
it's rare for Catherine to be the arse.
Yeah, but if you're a correspondent, it doesn't mean you have to do the thing. You just have to report on it.
No, I know. The crime correspondent for the BBC? They are killing people all the time.
Wrongen.
Let's go to line two. Good evening, line two. You can call back again, Nelly, if you want to. Good evening, line two.
Hello. You know these T-shirts, yeah?
Oh, jeez.
Can you see them from 150 metres away from home?
Line three, you're on the wireless. Hello, line three.
In 20 seconds' time, I'm going to tell you something that will mind-boggle you. You won't believe me. But first, let's talk Barry Norman and Dickie Davis. They were brilliant.
Okay.
19, 18, 17.
But they never
16,
uttered a word. 15, 14.
How many more seconds have we got? How many seconds have we got?
11, 10.
6 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go to line three. Sorry, that's just the way it works. Hello, line three.
So I'll send you a link to a song.
Hello, line four. You're on the wireless.
Up your bum.
Oh.
Is it better than Nick Abbott? Listen to Lane. You've seen what Lane's just tweeted?
No.
Curiosity just got the better of me, and I typed Robocop into the Pornhub search engine. Most odd. Curiosity. You dirty get. You got the horn, and you wanted to have it off with Robocop.
You have 10 seconds to comply.
Yeah! 0344 499 1000. You can call as many times as you want during Pass the Chat On, but as soon as someone else calls in, you're off.
Jazz flute.
This is great music. I apologise, though. This is called Drug Song by Janko Nilovic.
Wow.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to line one. Hello, line one.
So, as I was saying, the karaoke, I've done some karaoke, and it's there online, but you have to try and find it. So, I can't sing live.
What karaoke have you done?
There's like a website, there's an app, which is like a karaoke.
Is it called Snatch or something?
Smule.
Smule, that was it. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless. Find him. Hello?
I'm 56. I've never seen RoboCop. You've got 10 seconds to explain to me why I should buy it.
Because it's too violent, it's very funny, and Barry Norman hates it.
Yeah, good point, well made.
Happy to do this for the rest of the night. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, line one.
Ian.
Line one.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, line one.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, that's why I'm talking to you. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Ian.
Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello, and now for your delight and delectation, the dulcet tones of Robert Goulet.
Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
You know these T-shirts again, yeah?
Yes.
Are they big enough to fit Rainbow George's face on?
Line four, you're on the wireless. Now we've got a pace going.
Hello. I had two nicknames when I was a child.
Oh.
And one of them was... And one of them was Littlest Hobo. And they're both pertinent to...
So named after the song?
So one of them was, yes, Littlest Hobo.
Named after the song.
And the other one...
Should have been maybe tomorrow.
Cop.
Cock?
Cock.
No! You were nicknamed Cock as a child.
That's not a nickname. That's quite an insulting thing to say to someone.
Robocop, but I've never seen Robocop.
Robocock.
You can buy those. I've seen them.
But I've never seen it. So should I see it? Robocop.
Stop saying Robocop.
Please don't say cock anymore, guys. Oh, 0344 499 1000. Oh, 0344 499 1000. We'll do this for a bit more. Call straight to air. Catherine, what you got?
I found a Nellie Baines on Smule, but it's a very attractive black woman.
Okay. Well, you just can't tell from voices these days, can you? In this world has to do a whole lot. Aha. Then love the one they spend a lifetime looking. Have you found him?
Yeah.
Send me the link. We'll play him.
It's on your Twitter. I think he's just tweeted you.
Has he? Has he?
Oh, he's all over it. Look.
Oh, he loves it. He loves it. Oh, hang on.
Oh, he likes Coldplay, though.
Hang on a minute. Oh, who doesn't? Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless. Let's go to line two. Line two, you are on the wireless.
Chat on.
Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello, so going on from the theme from last night.
Yes.
My Fufu name is Good Omens.
Let's go to line four, you're on the wireless.
Just wanted to clarify something about the T-shirts.
Yep.
We're going to have his face on them when we'll be wearing them. But then we're going to have his missus's face on the one he wears. So not...
Line five, you're on the wireless.
Hellraiser.
Let's go to line... Now they're calling in. Line six, you're on the wireless.
Ian, you should do a confession skit.
In what respect?
For 20 minutes, you should take a confession.
OK, go on then. What would you like to confess? Go on, what would you like to confess?
Oh, I have nothing. I've got nothing to confess myself.
Well, you want me to steal Simon Mayo's thing that he did for 20 years and also made a TV... But you must have something...
He was devastated when he left.
You must have something to confess.
I don't, unfortunately.
You've never done anything bad, you've never cheated anybody, never done anything behind anyone's back, never broken something and hidden it, never stained someone's sheet.
I did. I actually stained something. Nail varnish all over my parents' carpet.
Unbelievable. What a naughty young lady. That's the end of that. We'll take calls the normal way for the rest of the show. This is Talk Radio.
True tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.